This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Data makes companies money, for one thing. The better the data they have on you as a user, the easier it is to deliver you ads or get you to buy more content. Compared to a lot of tech companies, Apple has erred on the side of protecting user data by not collecting as much of it. But the temptation is strong, and when the company's OS X comes to devices this fall, Apple will finally be using its new operating system to try and make some dough off the data of its users. The company says it's got a new way of doing that without impacting user privacy. Marketplace's Rima Krace explains.
Apple is going to rely on a fancy math technique called differential privacy. Aaron Roth, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, wrote a book on the topic. Here's the super Cliff Notes version.
It's a way of extracting population-wide information without collecting identifying information about individuals.
It's similar to the type of anonymized data other companies collect, only more secure. Better information could be key for Apple as it retools the App Store, for instance, and accepts search ads. Fatima Katablu is with Forrester Research.
For them to be able to be more competitive with product improvements and product innovation, they actually need to collect more data.
But differential privacy can be challenging, says Arvind Narayanan. He teaches computer science at Princeton University.
It's not plug and play. They have to re-architect some of their software to do its job in a differentially private fashion.
He says it's a strategy that could come with a lot of extra costs. I'm Rima Krace for Marketplace.